it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking news on KYW News Radio.
A tip in the disappearance of 23-year-old Kata Scott has led Philadelphia police and firefighters to a shuttered school building near Arbory Arboretum in Germantown. And that's the same location investigators were searching on Friday. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson is there with the latest. Kristen?
Yeah, so Denise, we're right here along Ardley Street. This is outside the Ada Lewis Middle School. This is where police got a tip to come for some sort of evidence in the links, they say, in the disappearance of Kata Scott. They say they did find some evidence. They wouldn't go into detail, but they do say that the evidence that they found here brings basically Miss Scott here, Kata Scott here at some point. During the earlier press conference that happened today, they announced the arrest of a man named Keon King, who they say was the last person that Scott was with. He's been arrested for kidnapping, and the investigators also say that he was, prior to his arrest, that he was seemingly trying to discard of pieces of evidence, including his cell phone and a car that they are still looking for. It's a 1999 silver Toyota Camry with front end damage. Now, we did talk to Sergeant Eric Grip, who's here at the scene, who said that it was a tip that they got online right after that press conference announcing all the information that led them here.
We received a tip. We might want to come out to this school. There might be some information out here that could tie us to her. I can say that we have recovered some physical evidence that would show that Ms. Scott was most likely at some point at this location.
Now, I should mention that Scott is still missing. They are still looking through this, but this is a three-story building here on Ardley Street, an old school, a shuttered school, and they're trying to get into the school to look around to see what's happening. But right now, it looks like a lot of their concentration is in the back of the school. I know that they're trying to get a drone up to look around this entire property. It's a very big property. There's a lot of neighbors out here also, everybody concerned, still looking for Kata Scott. Denise?
All right, KYW crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.